Eiju Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli offers special worship in Pashupatinath Temple with a resolution of global peace and national welfare. Kathmandu Metropolitan City permits Valley schools to run classes physically and Chinese and Indian troops reportedly clashed again in disputed border area. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli offered a special worship at the Pashupatinath Temple this morning with a resolution for global peace and nation's welfare. On the same occasion, Prime Minister Oli illuminated 125,000 handmade cotton lamps. Member Secretary at Pashupati Area Development Trust, Dr. Pradeep Dhakal, said Prime Minister Oli offered a special worship as per the temple stipulated procedure. Meantime, the Prime Minister directed the Pashupati Area Development Trust Member Secretary and other office bearers to develop Pashupati Area as a sacred land of Vedic religious people. Also present on the occasion were Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Bhanubhakta Dhakal, Prime Minister's Foreign Affairs Advisor Dr. Rajan Bhattrai and Chief District Officer of Kathmandu Kali Prasad Rizal. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli today inaugurated a bridge over the Rapti River in Dang District, the capital of Lumbini Province. Prime Minister Oli reached the venue at Sisahania by helicopter of Nepali Army. Chief Minister of Lumbini Province Shankar Pokhrel, ministers, members of the Provincial Assembly, Chief District Officer Jayanaran Acharya, high-ranking officials of security agency and locals welcomed the Prime Minister. The Prime Minister is scheduled to address a public gathering at Lalmatia of Raptula Municipality 2 following the inaugural program. The hearing on the writ petition filed against the dissolution of the House of Representatives is continuing in the constitutional bench today as well. The debate is focused on the constitutionality of the majority vote holding Prime Minister's move to dissolve the House of Representatives. The legal practitioner on behalf of the writ petitioners are pleading in the hearing that is taking place in the Apex Court. A constitutional bench headed by Chief Justice Cholendra Samchet Javara has been hearing 13 writ petitions against the dissolution of the House of Representatives since 19 January. Two persons have been killed after a tipper hit a motorcycle along Gausala Sasmi Road in Mahottari District this morning. District Police Office Mahottari informed that the deceased have been identified as Pramod Ram Chamar of Balawa Municipality 9 and Gudu Nadaf of Aurahi Municipality 4. Police have impounded the vehicle and the driver has been arrested for further investigation. The Kathmandu Metropolitan City has given the go-ahead to all schools under it to run classes physically 10 months after they were closed over the risks of coronavirus pandemic. The schools were closed since March 20 in 2020 and they have been given permission to reopen since Sunday. A meeting of the Kathmandu Metropolitan City's Education Committee made this decision. Kathmandu Metropolitan City Mayor and Committee Chair Vidya Sundar Sakhe said all schools have been informed about the decision and they have been asked to make arrangements for running classes by preparing school operation modality based on the health safety protocols issued by the Ministry of Health and Population. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. Chinese and Indian troops have reportedly clashed again in a disputed border area with injuries on both sides. The incident took place in North Sikkim last Wednesday. India's army said there had been a minor incident that had been resolved. Tensions are high along the world's longest disputed border. Both sides claim large areas of territory. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador has announced he has tested positive for COVID-19. The 67-year-old said on Twitter that his symptoms were mild and that he was optimistic following the diagnosis. President López Obrador says he will continue working from home, including speaking to President Vladimir Putin about acquiring a Russian-made vaccine. It was announced earlier on Sunday that a call between the two leaders will take place on Monday to discuss their bilateral relationships and the possible supply of Sputnik V jabs. The Mexican president said last year he would try and acquire 12 million doses of the Russian-made vaccine if it proved effective. France's top medical advisor said on Sunday that a third national lockdown would probably soon be needed to combat coronavirus in the country. A strict curfew was implemented last weekend, but cases continue to climb. Professor Jean, head of the scientific council that advises leaders on COVID-19, said there is an emergency and this week was critical. He called for swift government action amid rising concerns about the spread of new variants of the coronavirus. He said the country was in a better situation than others in Europe, but described the new variants as the equivalent of a second pandemic. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli offers special worship in Pashupatinath Temple with a resolution of a global peace and national welfare. Kathmandu Metropolitan City permits valley schools to run classes physically, and Chinese and Indian troops reportedly clashed again in disputed border area. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.